Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. I'd like to offer a word of encouragement to all of you who bear the pain of having a son, a daughter, a grandchild, or some other relative or friend who is far away from the church and from the faith. What do we do for them? How do we bring them back? And one of the things I recommend is that it is our relationship with that person that makes all the difference in the world. Some people ask me, well, what should I say to them? What should I do? Basically, strengthen your relationship with that person. Don't let the relationship be defined simply by your concern that they are away from the church. Let the relationship include lots of communication about other things. Let it include positive experiences. Try to find things that you can do together that you both enjoy. Keep developing that open trust between you and the other person. Because after all, the more strong our relationship is with someone, the more influence we have over that person. When we have someone in our family who is away from the faith, and they know that we are practicing the faith, they should be able to look at us and say, look how happy that person is. Look how their practice of their religion makes them so much more loving to me. Look at what it does for them. Whereas if the other person looks at us and they see someone who is bitter, gets angry, just is not happy about life, no matter what we say, they are not going to be attracted to the faith that we profess. Let other people see that your faith and your reception of the sacraments changes your life. Be so concerned about them, so loving, that you will be able to show them that, yes, Jesus Christ changes us. He makes us happy. And this is the gift that we then want them to share in as well. Some people say, well, I've done everything I possibly can. I guess I'll just pray. Well, I encourage you to pray. I encourage you to pray even more. And I promise you that I will join with you in your prayers for your relative or friend who is away from the faith. But my dear friends, we're called to do even more than pray. Keep that close to that person. Keep giving the good example. Let your light shine. Show that person that the door is always open so that when God's grace breaks through and they are ready to rediscover the beauty of the sacraments, they will know that you will be the first one there to welcome them and to love them and to rejoice with them in our faith.